When Luciana Souza was gathering material for her new album, she asked the guitarist Marco Pereira to write her an original choro. The choro is a Brazilian form of music that gave rise to samba and the bossa nova. It dates back to the late 1800s and relies on improvisation. The choro is usually played by small ensembles without any vocals, but the choro is a fitting metaphor for singer Luciana Souza. She's equal part jazz singer and samba singer, and it's no wonder she wanted to lend her voice to a choro on her new album, Duos 2. Luciana Souza joins me from our New York studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jackie.
This is your sixth album. It's absolutely exquisite. And on it, you sing duos with several different guitarists. Tell me about the relationship between the guitar and the voice in so much Brazilian music. They're twined.
I really find that the guitar, the acoustic guitar, is the perfect instrument for Brazilian music because it represents, and you can actually play and perform everything we have in Brazilian music, the beautiful harmonies, you know, with the voicings and the sort of the tuning of the guitar. And then it's a melodic instrument, and it's a very percussive instrument, as I try to represent on the record this time.
And you come from a famous musical family in Brazil, the daughter of Walter Santos and Teresa Souza, both composers and musicians. So you probably could have just stayed in Brazil and used your family's name to help build a career, but you have chosen to come here to the United States. Why?
Yeah, a long time ago. First, I wanted to study jazz. I was really interested. I wanted to, you know, just dive into the music, and you really need to come here in order to do that. So I studied jazz composition, both for my bachelor and for my graduate studies. And it was just the best thing I could have done for myself in order to really immerse myself in the music and expand and open up. I really feel like if I had stayed in Brazil, Jackie, things would have just, you know, stayed the same. And as you said, it would have been safe and pretty sure I would have had a career. But I think this was a better choice for me.
On some of your previous albums, you've gotten Grammy nominations, by the way, for Best Jazz Vocalist. And on this one, you've composed one of the pieces on the CD.
Yes, something just real simple, just a simple samba I wrote a long time ago.
And tell me the name.
It's called Muita Bobeira, Very Foolishly. And I've been falling in love my whole life, and this is about falling in love and doing things that are foolish and just feeling like, you know, a fool walking around not knowing what it is, and I still do that. So.
I won't ask you your age, but you are still very young.
I'm 38. You can ask my age. It's been printed in the New York Times many times.
Oh, well, then it must be true.
It is true. Acho que não vou deixar você sair da minha vida. Sei que você vai gostar de estar no meio dessa briga. O que passou foi bom demais pra nós dois. Nosso destino é decifrar uma saída.
You know, when I heard that first note of this song, I had the sense that you were puncturing the song almost, that you were sort of plucking the guitar string with your voice. It's a wonderful song.
Thank you.
There's also a composition on this new album that was written by your parents in 1960 and never recorded. Why didn't they?
I think the person who was going to record it never got around to it. His name was Dick Farney, a Brazilian with an American name, sort of a Sinatra-like singer in Brazil in the 1940s, 50s, and I guess 60s. But he never got around to recording it, and my father had it. And when I looked for tunes, I said, oh, there was a tune that you used to sing when I was a kid. And he gave it to me. So it's a very, very simple song. Actually, the whole record is, I think, really simple in a way, you know, just very basic, with just songs that have good harmonies and good melodies. Você que vem no azul dessa manhã. Você que vem dizendo tanto amor, seja pra mim. Oh.
lyric that your mother has written. I would like to say some of the lines here. You come to me in the blue of the morning sky. Be my true, my last, my infinite and most beautiful love. You know, it makes me think of wedding vows.
Yeah, I guess so. They had just hooked up my mom and dad in like 1959, so.
You don't usually write your own lyrics, but you do seem to have a real interest and affinity for words. You've set the poems of Pablo Neruda and Elizabeth Bishop, the poet, to music. Where do you get that sort of passion for the words?
I think really from my mom, who is a poet and a lyricist. And, you know, a funny thing that I always remember from my childhood, I'm the youngest of many, many kids. And every fight that we would have, which would be plenty at the house, you know, she would just quote some poem from somebody, you know, all the way back from Shakespeare to Camões, to some of the Portuguese poets and the Brazilian poets. And we would just be so startled that we would actually stop fighting. Like, why are you coming with this sentence? You know, why are you saying this? And to us, it, you know, poetry, I guess, is symbolism for peace, which I tend to agree. So.
That is a wonderful story. Your voice is a lot more robust than some of the breathier singing in the United States that we associate sometimes with Brazilian popular music. Maybe this CD is more personal than others you've sung, or perhaps the color and the weight of your voice is the gravitas of it is intentional here.
I think you're right, and it's a really interesting question. I think all the breathiness and airiness that I could have added to the sound, on purpose, I actually removed it for this record. I think I just feel as a musician, as you age and as you do more records and as you sing more, which is a blessing, you know, and it's a privilege to be able to do more and more. I think my sound is more focused now, and what I have to say is more direct and less embellished in a way. You know, it's just simpler, and I'm just sort of getting to things more quickly this time around. I think just in a more direct way.
There's another song that it says here that you learned as a child, written by your godfather.
Yes, that's called Chorinho Pra Ele. It's another choro, like the one we heard before, and this is just written by this Brazilian genius who happens to be my godfather. So.
Were you like 10 years old when you first sang this song?
Yeah, I was probably 3.
Ah!
He used to come to the house and play games with me. He's really an amazing musician, an albino. You know, he can barely see, and just phenomenal musician. He grew up playing every instrument, and he's really considered a genius around the world. And he would come to the house for a meal because there was always good food at the house. And he would just sit at the piano and play some lines and say, "Follow me," and I'd just go around. You know, he'd play these incredibly difficult lines, and I'd just sing along, and not fearing anything. And that I consider one of the great educations that I've had in music. Just somebody taking you for a ride musically and telling you not to hang on to anything and just go. When, you know, if you start that as a very, very young person, then I think it really helps. You know, it makes you never fear music in any way.
Luciana, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you, and thank you for this new CD. Singer and composer Luciana Souza. Her new album is called Duos 2. Sonhei que existia uma avenida sem entrada e sem saída pra gente comemorar. Toda hora, todo dia, toda vida na tristeza e na alegria, sem plateia e sem patrão. Hoje eu sonhei que cerveja sai na bica, no banheiro não tem fila, nem existe contramão. E que o trabalho é ali na nossa esquina, e depois do meio-dia nem polícia nem ladrão. And to hear more of Luciana Souza's music, go to our website, npr.org. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.